Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture, TMIs, and fangirling shenanigans with your host, me, Chelsea, for today. And we are powered by Anima. If you're just new here, don't forget to follow us on Spotify if you aren't already, so you can be notified with our newest drops whenever we release a new episode. Just a little secret, we release our episodes earlier then we announce it on social media. So if you are, you know, following us, you get to hear a sneak peek before we tell others that we release a new episode. And where do we tell others that we release a new episode? You can follow us on Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, STS Pod PH on Twitter or X. I don't know what you guys call it now. Send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Join our Telegram community linked down below. And if this is your second time, third time listening to us, please rate and review our podcast wherever you're listening to this too, and share it with your friends. So what's on our menu for today? If you haven't seen the title, we will be doing a K-drama cooldown for the drama King the Land. So our konbes, stay seated and, you know, grab your favorite drink and let's get it. So, if you didn't catch that, I called you guys konbes, because that's the new name for our listeners. And this is why I tell you guys to follow us on our socials, because we, a few days ago, we made a poll so you guys can decide what you would want us to call you. So it was either konbes or chasers. For obvious reasons, if you don't know, konbe means cheers in Korean. And then we just made that base. So konbes. So that's so cute. That one, hence that's what we're calling you guys right now. And yeah, so go ahead, follow us there. Follow us on Spotify. We have a lot more in store for you guys. And yeah, let's get it. So did I like King the Land or not? So that's what we're going to determine today. And I just discovered one thing about myself as well. If it's that it doesn't take a lot to entertain me or please me when it comes to K-dramas. If anything, I'm becoming more and more like my mother as I grow older, because before I used to be into the adventurous kind of dramas wherein, like, you know, has a lot more heavier themes, like, you know, Sky Castle or Prison Playbook is also kind of dark. The crime dramas, detectives, law dramas of in K-dramas, that's, I'm into that. I like those dramas. But now I'm just leaning more towards the light rom-coms, slice of life kind of dramas, only because it's like so many things are happening already throughout my day that I don't need anything else to stress me out more when I get home. So hence this kind of drama, King the Land. So just to give you a brief introduction, oh, also disclaimer, I would recommend that you watch this after you've watched King the Land. I may be speaking about some spoilers. If you're not into that, you can go and click and just review our older episodes. But if you've already watched, hey, let me know what you guys thought of it as well. So it's starring Lee Jun-ho and Im Yuna. Lee Jun-ho from 2PM, Yuna from SNSD. And the plot synopsis by our good friend Asian Wiki says, Gu-won, played by Lee Jun-ho, is a son from a chaebol family, a rich family. His family owns and runs the King Group. He is then thrown into an inheritance war over King Group. Gu-won is a smart, elegant, chic young man, but he is not very good with dating. He's unable to resist a fake smile. Chun Sarang, played by Im Yuna, has a bright personality with a smiling face. She begins to work at the King Hotel that was the backdrop for some of her happiest memories from her childhood. While working at the hotel, she faces various difficulties. She also grows as a person. Gu-won and Chun Sarang meet, and a romantic relationship develops. So plot synopsis by me, rich boy who hates smiles meets an ambitious career woman who loves to smile. So that's where we're starting with. And that's what it's all about. Actually, this is a really good way to, you know, just encompass the whole plot, because that's basically it. But overall, it's just a light, happy drama. It's quite nostalgic because it reminds me of the rom-coms earlier, like in the 2009, 8, 9, 10, 12 K-dramas, that kind of fluff, that kind of rom-com. So it that was fun. And it highlighted a lot of themes, some of which I like. Other things I also was not really a big fan of, but I just wish they focused more on. So that, I'll share that now. So it's found family and friendship. I want to highlight the friendship between the three girlies, the three besties of Sarang, Pyeonghwa, and Dalil. And what I like about them is that usually in a friend group, you know, in dramas like this, like, the women are just, you know, besties, just looking for love, you know, not really highlighting them as really fleshed out or like substance, women with substance for some. And what I like here is that you are focused on these career women. Like, they are really good at their job. They, you know, they have other things to worry about aside from love. So the one is a mother who has a husband, another who is like a manager at a luxury brand of bags. And then there's Pyeonghwa, who is a flight attendant. And then there's, of course, Sarang, who works at the hotel. And I love how in the first episode, you just see them grind their way up the ladder. And I feel like that's a good way to, you know, introduce us to these girls. Like, they love each other and they really love their career. And, you know, I don't know, I just feel for them because I also, you know, love the career thingy. So, and also there, the three of them, they just have to deal with society and being women, and of course getting caught up in like the company blunders, which is another theme that I also like that they touched up on, is how it highlights corporations prioritizing profit over employee welfare. So if you can see, you know, the King Group, especially Gwon's older sister, he's like, you know, let's just all turn them into contractual employees and just have them per project. Let's not regularize any of them. Let's decrease, you know, their provisions for whatever and all of that. Like, let's just give them a buffet coupon for their reward and then let's just call it a day, you know? So those are the kinds of, you know, ins and outs that you don't usually get to see because of all the glamour of like hotels, airlines, and all of that. So it's nice that we get to see a peek into that, that all of those, you know, everything that goes on behind the scenes is that. And yeah, I like it because it's also saying that these things can be already happening, but it's just glamorized over because of how beautiful and how, you know, glamorous those industries are, you know, airlines, hotels, luxury brands, and all of that. So yes, I really like that. And Gwon, of course, is there to save the day because he believes. And I like how they also highlighted prioritizing your happiness over everything else. And I like how, of course, they also focused on employee welfare and Gwon saying, like, if our employees are happy, we get to give them good service, and that, you know, that kind of care will flow through from our employees to our customers. And I think that's right. Good job, Gwon. I love that. And it is true. And I like that, you know, even if ganon, like, I get the at the side wherein it's like, you know, we have to cut our losses, just do this. But I like how Gwon was able to pitch his side without it looking very romanticized or fairy tale-ish. Like, any drama could just be, oh, because I want to take care of our employees, do. And like, yeah, okay. And then what about your profits? What about all of that. What about the costs? But I like how Gowon here was very like, we can take care of our employees. And by doing that, and how we can do that is because of this. We can do this. We can, you know, pivot doing this kind of initiatives for our hotel and all, etc. And yeah, that was fun. I like that because it's not just, you know, the very, you know, ko ano-ano lang basta-bastang management eme-eme na sinasabi na lang. So I like that. And it, you know, I also like they don't go towards the predictable routes when it comes to the storylines. No, the storyline was very predictable. But the side, like especially Dal and her husband. Yeah, this is a spoiler, by the way. I really thought they would go the divorce route. I really would. Because that husband is... he's so annoying. Like, he's so annoying. And I would... Everyone would understand Dal if she just, you know, got rid of him. Because she can take care of her and their daughter just fine. But I like that how... they were able to, you know, resolve that in a way wherein it didn't have to end in divorce. And I don't know. It's just one of the little things. I was like, oh, okay. But it worked. And it was fun. It was nice. But I'm heading on to the cons now. So a big con that caused a controversy in the earlier episodes was how they depicted the Arab prince, Prince Amir. Like, they doused him with stereotypes, which caused a lot of people to take it to the internet and express their frustrations. Ultimately, this made a lot of them stop watching. And understandably so. Like, it was so bad. And even while I was watching, I was, like, cringing so hard that because of how they depicted this character. If this is a major con for you, I do understand. Like, this throws off a lot of people. It threw me off. Honestly, I was like, oh gosh. Oh my gosh, are they really doing this? Though apologies have been said, it's still quite shocking that we're still doing these kinds of characters and depicting them this way. Especially with Korean media, you know, aiming for global recognition. They already know that they have a big global reach when it comes to especially K-dramas and K-pop. And this is something that we hope they're able to learn a lesson from. And of course, it's not just Korean media, but also, you know, in the States, in the Philippines, which still, you know, bank hard on stereotypes. And I, voila, this just threw off a lot of people. This can be a small thing for some, but for a lot of people, it was a really big thing. And it was seen as quite offensive to the, especially to the people that was being depicted. So I get it. It threw people off. And I get it why they wanted to stop watching it. And it's, honestly, I get it. And I hope that, yeah, they really learn from this because it's not funny at all. Like, they could have just made do with him being like, you know, still be like an Arab prince, but without all those insane stereotypes. And it's just annoying. But yeah, along with the cons, this is fresh. I just finished this last night, by the way. So the ending, I wish, had more closure. Though, yes, I love how it was focused on Gowon and Sarang because everyone loves a good Gowon and Sarang and Pyeongha and her guy and Dal getting revenge on her husband and all of that. But there were some things that I wish were just, you know, they spent more time on. For example, the mom arc, it was, at times I was like, what is even happening? Like, I really thought if they just left the mom arc right there before she appeared, I would have not minded it. But I don't know. It just felt so, parang for me, like, para lang may backstory si Gowon. Parang ganun lang yung, you know, yung feeling ko with the mom arc. It was not as, you know, in like the depth of it, it wasn't like not really. Same with Sarang. Like, she didn't have too much of like a good backstory. Like, I did, you know, she's beautiful. I love her. And then that's it. Like, I really liked her. And yeah, that's it. And, but yeah, I didn't feel too fleshed out, the mom arc. And then when she appeared, I'm just like, okay. And then her interactions with Gwon and the dad felt really, you know, like, that's it. Ganon. Like, I didn't feel too heavy about it. Maybe that's just me. But yeah. Yeah, I felt more emotional with the grandmother than the mom. And I love Harmony. I love her. She's great. And yeah. And I also wish I saw more of Hwaran, Gubon's sister, and her child. Like that, I wish I saw more of. Because I think during the finale, it was just them at the airport, you know, and then at the wedding. And then that's it. Like, I wish I saw more of them. Because Jihoo is such a cute kid. And I just wish I saw more of them. You know, and of course the finale, and I think in all other episodes, this can be a con for some. It's just product placement everywhere. But I love it. I love how like, it's just like, there was a point there in the finale where I just feel like, oh, they're just placing in all the product placements that they have to make up for. Like the Dior Sauvage, the Nespresso. It was all like just cramped in there. And it was just funny to me how ridiculous it is. But yeah, that was fun, I think. I think it's a con. But that's just me. Those are the things that I wished I saw more of. And yeah. But let's go on to the most, like, the major pro of this drama. Okay? It's the leads. It's the chemistry between Junho and Yuna as Gwon and Sara. Okay, let me go back to K-pop a little bit, because the second gen in me is screaming so hard, because we all know the 2PM SNSD, like, collaboration with that water park. I even forgot the name, but it was just them in red and white. And since then, it's just been going on and on. With the whole Kun and Tiffany. Hey, you had to be there. But, you know, the fact that it was Junho and Yuna, like, it was so perfect. Like, this casting was so perfect. Because, I don't know, like, Junho can come off as, like, such a prick in the first, you know, in the first episode. Like, he was so, like, unemotional, so serious, brooding, you know, all of that. And then Yuna was just this little, like, very beautiful, duh. She's so beautiful. Like, how can you not like Yuna? She was just smiling the whole time, and you know, she was really good at her job. And it was, they were just so sweet. Okay, this had a lot of the tropes that I love: enemies to lovers, workplace romance, grumpy sunshine, forced proximity. It was just, I love it. Chef's kiss. Like, the both of them can just make up for, like, a lot of the cons. I would just watch this drama for just to see them. Para kiligin lang ako. Ganon. And how they supported each other all throughout. How they were not problematic and firm in who themselves and who they are and in their relationship. And yeah, like, if you thought that they were gonna break up, like, psych, now we're better than that. And I like that. And I like how, you know, it just felt so secure, like, the both of them. And I like that, you know, there was nothing, like, between them, no unnecessary breakups, no third parties, none of that. It was just them against, you know, things trying to keep them away from each other. And I love that. And I love Sarang. I love Yuna's character here. They really, if they tried to make her as likable as possible, they succeeded, because she is great. She is great at her job. She is so secure in herself. She's so pretty. She has great friends. She loves her grandma. I mean, come on. Come on. Pati ako na in love. Ganon. Sobrang galing niya. And yeah, I think this just fits Yuna really well. because she is, love her. I love Yuna so much. And Junho is just amazing. I don't think I've seen a drama that they both start in. And that's on me. I'm sorry. I think I watched the K2. But the K2, I didn't really like so much. So, yeah. This is a great, you know, a great rom-com from the both of them. I applaud them both so much. They did such a great job. Like, grabe yung scenes nila. Nakakakilig talaga, guys. Nakakakilig. Hindi ko kaya. I remember there being like a dating rumor that, you know, both of them are dating. And I'm like, you know what? Yes. Like, pati ako may in love with all the scenes that you're doing. Okay? The pool scene where they were just hugging each other. I don't like kissing scenes. I just, oh my gosh. It's so good. Like, they're so sweet. I love it. And overall, it's just a very good drama. It's a great drama. Very safe drama, I would say. I mean, if you're looking, if nabitin kayo sa business proposal, ito yung panoorin nyo. Parang ganun yung, you know, that's the kind of, you know, that I'm looking for. If you're having like a business proposal hangover, you watch this. Okay? So it's fun. It's just kilig to the freaking bones. They were so good. And yeah, it's the best kind of binge. After like having a very stressful day at school or at work, or just, you know, you're looking for a cute binge over the weekend or on a Friday night, whatever. So yes, if you're looking for a super kilig drama, look no further. You can watch King of the Land on Netflix. And yeah, I recommend this. It's just fun. It's cute. If you're willing to look past the stereotypical depiction and product placement. But you know what? Junho and Yuna can make up for, you know, the product placement. I'm not sure about the stereotype. No, I'm not sure about the racism, but so it's up to you. I enjoyed it. And I hope you do too. Let us know down below if you're listening on Spotify in the question feature which drama you want me to review next. Probably. And also in the poll if you watch King of the Land or not. Or maybe the question will be if you like King of the Land or not. So let us know. Follow us on all our socials again at Spill the Surgery Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. We're doing our best to engage more with you guys there. So yes, hopefully you get to interact with us soon. And SSPodPH on Twitter at Spill the Surgery Podcast at gmail.com. And yes, Please follow our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to, so you can get a first glimpse at the episode before we release it online. And yes, that's all from me. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed this very short episode. And I'll see you next week. Bye!